Good evening, everyone. Good day, good morning, whatever it is.
Good
Hello.
on everything.
Welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. She was back there going bleh, to
I
me
was. I
before
was making faces right before it went live just to see if I could throw her off. But she's like a rock. Couldn't do it.
And we have our moderator, Tiffany.
Hello.
We are all here. Yay.
Yeah, that's true. Last week we weren't here. We bailed on you guys. Sorry about that. It was kind of one of those things where there was some things going on, and it's like, okay, do I want to interrupt the things to do the show? And then Tiffany had things going on. We just decided there's things going on.
So hopefully you guys are okay with that. And we're here tonight. That's what matters.
That's right. We came back. We always do. We'll come back. What would you
Come
like
back.
people to do? Come
Come back. Where is that from? Come back.
back. Speaking of Julia's YouTube isn't working, so I hope you
Oh,
come
okay.
back to my YouTube.
Yeah, illegitimate. That was part of our issue why we're a little bit late, is we were trying to get my YouTube channel connected and we're having some problems, so I'll work on it after the show. But yeah, so tonight Tracy wins. Go to her channel.
Or you will find us over on Facebook. We're streaming, I think, in four different places over there. So you're bound to find us. Dolores page, QHHT page, Julia's page, my page. Phew. All right.
We're everywhere.
We are everywhere. Right. We're in your dreams. Have you had people tell you, oh my gosh, I had a dream about you the other night?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. Julia
Well.
and I, we don't sleep. We just go, all right, who needs us to
Yeah. Who do we
bombard our
need to
dreams?
bug?
Okay, let's go see who. Now everybody's going to dream about us tonight. So.
Yeah. It's like, and will they notice? That's the other thing.
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah. They'll notice because it's us.
That's true.
You're going to notice. We'll be there. What would you like them to do?
I would love for you to shine your light. Just shine your light. Tell us where you're from, where you're watching from, or even where you're from, whatever. But where you are, that you're shining up the grid whenever you let everybody know who you are and where you're from. So please do that because that's important. That's a big deal. We love you and we want to see you shining.
That's right. What is that song? Let the light shine in or something.
Yeah, this little light of mine,
Oh, there we go.
I'm gonna let it shine.
There we go, you guys. You got us singing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what would you like everybody to do, Tracy? You kind of already mentioned it.
Well, yeah, go to my YouTube page and watch it live from there. Comment, get in there. If you're watching from my Facebook page and you're commenting, for some reason, those comments don't get to us. So please go to the YouTube to do that. We're, like we said, we're live on the Dolores Cannon page, the QHHT page, Julia's page, my page here. Just open them up in full form so that the comments get to us. And as you guys are all commenting on there, we also would love to have your questions. So, how do you get your questions read on the show? Well, our moderator, Tiffany, loves to see her name in capital letters so that she knows that you're asking a question and not just chatting in the chat. So capital letters, Tiffany, and then emojis and goddess things. If you've watched the show, you know we call her our little goddess in the sky, our little butterfly winged, beautiful, angelic Tiffany, whatever you want to call her. You guys, your goal in the name that you give her is to beat whatever I can do today. So find a really good,
Orange.
beautiful, angelic-y, fluffy name for Tiffany with a lot of emojis that's going to get her attention. Oh, and
So,
then ask a question.
yeah, ask a question. After all that, you might forget your question.
You might forget you had a question. But yeah, we
Yeah.
love to tune in. You guys make us think, and it's kind of fun. We like your
Yeah.
questions.
Yeah. They come in. I mean, any question is fantastic. But the ones, I mean, they're all great. But sometimes, yeah, these questions are really getting more evolved.
They really are. which
And
means
so we're
you're
having to
way
go.
off. You guys are getting smart. Yeah. So, yeah, let's have everybody come in and do that. What kind of
What do you
questions?
know energy wise? Does it
Somebody
feel
asked
lighter?
what kind of questions? We like metaphysical questions. We like
Oh, okay. Any I
any kind
mean,
of health. Like Julia's got her fancy finangled book here, Soul Speak. You know, you can ask questions about things that are going on with your body.
Yeah,
We
we
were
can
just
work
talking
through
about
those.
dreams. Maybe you have something that happened in a dream and we can sit there and ponder it with you. I don't know.
Exactly.
Questions. Yeah, what's going on with you? Maybe there's a question in that. Ask it. Maybe it'll get asked on air. Maybe we'll look at that. Wouldn't that be fun? Okay. I don't have anything for you on energy updates.
Well, exactly. And that's what I was talking about. But I was just as I was asking that, it was like, you know, I think the energy is lighter. So do you feel that way too? It
Well,
just
we're done
feels
with
lighter.
the retrograde, so that's good. What I have noticed is that I feel super tired. When I feel super tired, it's solar flares.
Solar flares, yeah.
So, have you guys been feeling the solar flares? One of the messages that was coming through for my YouTube page was that there is a slew of codes coming in for all of us, just a
Okay.
whole bunch of upgrades, which makes sense because all these stargates are opening, and we're
Well,
seeing a massive shift on this planet right now. So.
look what we just went through. And wasn't that about letting go of all this stuff? And usually, when you're doing that, the next step is now. You're open and ready to receive the new things.
Exactly. Okay. And new moon in Virgo. Yeah, we're switching. Is that was yesterday was our switch into the Virgo sign?
Probably, yes. It's usually around the 21st, 22nd, 20th. I don't know. Each month is a little bit different, but it's going to be right in that period. It probably was
Yeah,
yesterday.
so we're moving into leaving, what was it, Leo and moving.
Leo, slashy Leo to what is Virgo?
Virgos, sometimes some of the ones I know kind of are hermit, like they
Yeah, very detail oriented, very usually meticulous, I think. That's what I remember. More, yeah, very things in order.
if you're a Virgo, happy birthday. If you were a Leo, happy birthday. You guys all just had birthdays. So yeah, we've got energetically just tapping into that information. Oh, see, Tiffany, why don't you
Yeah.
just unmute Tiffany and I'm not
Yes.
gonna say that. You're gonna have to say it. She's giving us little notes and that's
Well, I heard that this today and tomorrow are the times that you're supposed to be. There's going to be big changes happening. And so there's lots of like if you're waiting for a job promotion or but a lot of shakeups and changes, but like positive stuff, they're supposed to happen like right now. Also, yes, that order, everything's kind of getting into order and it's all becoming very what else did I see? Like, I think it's just supposed to be like everything has finally settled, I think, is what I saw too.
wonderful. Oh,
It kind of
that's why
makes
it feels
sense.
lighter.
Yeah, you're saying it feels lighter. Something that I had been working on came into completion today. So that's good. That makes sense. Yeah, I like that. So, what's happening with you guys? Are things feeling lighter? Do you guys feel the shift of the energy moving in a direction you want it to? They're cracking us up over here in the chat, you guys. We've got some chatters that you guys can't see. I'm just saying. I'm distracted by it because they're making me want to laugh.
Well, what's happening? I don't see
Right
nothing.
down below us, we got them
Oh,
chatting.
yeah, our
Anyone
people.
who gets
Yeah,
to
got
view
it.
the
Oh, I thought
chat
you meant,
in our little
okay.
thing.
And I'm like, wait a minute. I don't
No,
see
I'm talking about these two that we're dealing with. These guys are funny. So
We're having a secret chat
the
without you.
secret chat, and I'm seeing it, but she's not seeing it because she's
I
paying
am
attention.
seeing it. No, I am seeing it. I thought you
Oh,
meant
okay.
among our group here.
Well, we do have some really cool people getting in there, and I'm seeing a lot of emojis and a lot of capitalizations
Okay, so we have questions then. Oh,
I
we
think
also
I have
want
a
to know where
couple
you're
questions.
from. So,
Yeah, maybe we'll bring Tiffany in to talk about where everybody's from. That would be good.
because I want you all to know where you're, where each, you need to know that you're not alone out here. You need to know where
We
you're
want
from.
you to know where you're from. I love it. Oh, we got the goofy energy.
We do.
Oh, beautiful Tiffany in the clouds. Would you tell us where everybody is from?
I'd love to. Everybody's tired, so there you
Oh,
go.
yes. Thank you. I fell asleep on the couch last yesterday and then I couldn't get up. Or then I couldn't go to sleep last night. Sorry. I might fall asleep during the show.
We have New York, Australia, another Australia, South Africa, Northern California, Canada, Michigan, North Carolina, Florida, North Carolina, Iowa, Nebraska, Oregon, North Carolina, New Mexico, Australia, Indiana. All right, I hope somebody's just repeating North Carolina because I feel like I've said that 17 times.
There's a bunch of people in North Carolina.
Oh,
That's really
Carolina.
cool. New
Hampshire, Nebraska, San Antonio, Texas, Australia, Philadelphia, another Pennsylvania. Let's see, Idaho, another Southern Oregon,
Okay.
Netherlands,
Nice.
Georgia, Seattle, Washington, Arizona, Michigan, Minnesota. Sorry, there's a lot of talking in between.
Oh, well, talking's good too.
Another Australia, Utah,
Lots of
Nebraska,
Australia. Yeah.
Canada, Oklahoma, UK, Georgia, Iowa. Now they're all coming in. Los Angeles, New Zealand, North Carolina, Ohio, hopefully another New Zealand, Connecticut, Houston, California, Colorado, Laredo, Texas, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Ontario. Okay, we're there.
Ooh, thank you, everybody. That is so cool. Isn't that
Yeah.
nice to know that you're
So
everywhere?
fun. And for those of you that come in later and you post on the on our different streams where you're from, every once in a while I get to go and check those out too and see them. And it's fun to see where everybody is from. So.
Absolutely. And it doesn't matter. I mean, this is a thing. I mean, 'cause time is simultaneous, and so it's all happening now. So whenever you come in, you're here. Okay, your energy is here now. I mean, I know that can be a little bit brain twisting, but it doesn't matter when, but you're here
Yeah.
now.
It's the one that's brain twisting to me is kind of like, well, it's already happened. You're just catching up to it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh. So you're picking the timeline that's already happened. Which one do you want to be on and catch up to it? All
Okay.
right. Are we ready?
Yes.
Warming
Let's
up the brain.
do
Are
it.
we ready for questions?
Are you asking me a question?
The brain?
I'm asking you a question.
Four questions? It's
I was warming up my brain.
not
Are
the
you ready?
brain. It's not the brain.
I'm warming up my hair.
Yeah. No, it's there. Thank you. I'm glad this camera's doing wonky stuff.
I know. It's like you have a camera guy over there just working overtime or something. These
Yeah.
automated cameras are fun. All right. So,
Yeah.
Miss Tiffany, oh beautiful one in the sky, voice from the clouds. What's our question?
Lion Queen Tiff of the Animal Kingdom.
Oh, very well.
What is it if a person is in your energy field and I don't feel that I'm on Earth the whole 3 months since she moved? I am present again. It's kind of a question.
Can you repeat that question? I'm missing something, I
What is
think.
it if a person is in your energy field and I don't feel that I'm on Earth the whole 3 months since she moved? I am present again. So I guess they're feeling like when the person was in their life and in their energy field, they didn't feel that they were here on Earth, but now that they're away, they now feel present. That's what I'm interpreting.
Okay, if that is it, which I think that's a good interpretation.
Yeah, that's how
I
I
would,
break it.
I would think that person is reminding you. It's like it's probably a connection that you have from another planet or from somewhere else. And it's like, so immediately you're taken to that timeline or that place or whatever, the memory of that connection. And that's where, because it's not on Earth. And then now that they've, they're not in your presence, and it's like you're able to ground again, you're able to be here. And that
Yeah.
makes sense to me. What do you think, Tracy?
I think we're such fascinating beings that that would be my take on it too, is that something got triggered probably in both of them that, I call some people in my life amplifiers. When I'm around them, all of a sudden I can just get all kinds of information, all kinds of stuff. So that resonates for me. What you were saying is that when they came together, the cellular memory of this person brought them into a whole nother reality. And when they left, they were able to get back into this one. And there was probably a lot of work you guys were doing in that space that you're not even aware you were doing when you came together like that. So very interesting. And might be worth meditating and exploring or having a QHHT session and asking. Because yeah, it feels like there's a reason you're asking that question because you are sensing something about that. So, yeah, keep asking. You're going to get answers. Very cool.
Definitely. I mean, yeah, definitely you would find out in a QHHT session what happened.
All right.
Nice.
I don't know if I can beat the tiger thing, but I'm going to try. I always give her something with wings, and I never thought of things with feet.
Tiffany, do you have a question?
That's it? That's all you got?
Yep.
Oh,
We're back to
rude.
ding dong. Oh, it's not rude. I just want to keep it. I bet there's lots of
That's
questions.
so rude. For that, I shall strike down upon your hat. I'm just kidding.
Wouldn't it be cool if we had like little bolts of lightning that you could
Oh,
do?
yes, and just put them towards whoever of you. I
Yeah,
love this.
you zap
Tracy,
us.
make it happen. Make it happen.
My hair would start smoking.
I did want to say that someone's from checked in from Little Rock, Arkansas. So there you go. I thought you felt left out. So
Yay.
very nice.
Tiffany, best namer of kitties. I know. Thank you. At least somebody appreciates it. Would love some advice regarding a quote unquote second waver who desperately misses quote unquote home. Been emotional lately, and feel like this dense earth realm is too much.
Good
Well,
news for you, second waiver.
wasn't that some of that what that we just went through? That was it was all about you were going to be very emotional. It was, I think that was some of the stuff you
Yeah.
kept saying. It
Yeah,
was a lot of emotions, and so.
you were feeling the astrology really well, which means you're right on track, but Julia and I have played with what are the waivers doing now, and you're being reassigned to do some pretty cool things. So I know that homesick thing and why am I here? You might be feeling that sense of sitting in limbo while you're waiting for this new thing to kick in. But you won't be there long if you feel like you're there. But that does kind of get you in that mindset of, oh, what's the point of being here? Why bother? Kind of a feeling. Hang in there because you're getting new assignments. The most important thing that I've found that any of us can do is whatever makes us happy, because it is that joy vibe, that happy vibe, laughter, love, whatever that is. That's where we're manifesting from, and that's where we're pulling in the fifth dimensional frequencies from. So, second waiver, hang in there. You got important work to do still. You're not done.
Yeah, and that's the major message I keep getting too. It's like just enjoy what you're doing, whatever it is. Just joy, either where you are, make that joy, or go find what gives you joy and do that, because then that's the energy that you're putting out there. And that is what is so desperately needed on this planet right now.
Yeah.
Need your energy. You're a transmitter. Remember that.
Yeah, and thank you for asking that question because That goes for all of those who feel like they volunteered, whatever wave you're in. It doesn't matter. Even if you're
Why am I
one
going
of
to
the
do that?
young ones coming in, there's really important things going on right now. And one of the things to really, really anchor into you guys is this right here, right now. This is what you came in for. We're in it. We're in that shift. This is why we're here, and we're holding that frequency for Earth to get through that shift, for humanity to get through that shift. So try not to get too sucked into the 3D stuff and do your best to stay in the joy. That's how you shut the TV off if it's aggravating you. Don't watch it.
No.
And go find something funny to watch, or go hang out with some friends and do some fun things, play in the garden, do something like that. But stay in a higher frequency as much as possible.
Perfectly said.
All right.
Yeah.
That was a good question. I'm
Yeah,
glad that one came up.
absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Goddess cloud floating surfer Tiffany. Now I don't even know what I wanted. Oh, do you have any more questions?
This question's from Kimmy. Is this shift the reason I see energies in my house and my cats are also wild?
I think we've talked about it a couple of times about how what's happening in the shifts with humanity right now and the DNA and all of that is that you are going to start seeing other dimensions, maybe other timelines. Like we've talked about experiencing two or three of your timelines and trying to figure out which one was the real one or that you actually did, and you probably did them all. And so, yeah, just do your best to ground and ask to make sense of it or whatever you're seeing. If there's energy that you're experiencing in your home, ask it why it's there. It could be that you're seeing that other dimension, like all things are now. And so other
And
things
they're
are
just
happening
the
in these
dimensions
spots
are just
right
on
now.
top of each other, bam, 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 bam. And if you're seeing through the dimensions, you'll see all these different energies from the other dimensions. And
So
just,
it means really cool things are happening, and the cats are trying to let you know.
because cats, that's how they see energy. That's they perceive energy first, and then they hone in on the physicality. But so if there's other energy, if you're seeing energy, you know they're seeing energy. They're seeing a lot of energy.
Yeah,
And they're probably trying to
absolutely.
sort it out too, going, which one's which? Which timeline
What did I just wake up into? Yeah. So yeah, that it's exciting to hear you guys ask these questions because we've talked about these things and now you're experiencing them. And even if you didn't hear the show where we talked about it, that's kind of the short version of it is, you're going to start seeing colors that you haven't seen before. Animal species is one of the things I've noticed, like, how is that? I've never seen anything like this before. And so whatever timeline you're ending up on, you're raising your frequency. You're getting on a timeline where even different animals and plants could be existing. So
Oh, how cool.
you might see things that you've never seen before, or plants you've never seen before, colors you've never seen before. And what did they say when you're ready to see it? Well, you say it when you believe it, you'll see it. I think it's kind of falls under that too, is like as we keep raising our consciousness and these things won't the you know we're becoming aware and we're starting to believe in this stuff, then it starts to surface for us. We're starting to pull it to us. And just
Yeah, so many
remember.
people, yeah, they want to say, when's the shift going to happen? When am I going to start seeing things? And it's like, it must not be there because I'm not seeing anything. And that's where they say you won't see it until you believe it. You have to believe it first. Where our tendency is, I need to see it, but then I'll believe it. That's not how this works.
No.
Manifesting any of that, you have to believe first, and then it will be.
And one of the conversations I had with in one of my sessions this week was, we were talking about how, well, we were even just saying it, the programmer, the transmitter, the waves of volunteers and what we're doing now. remember that everything you believe is your program, and you're a magnet. So whatever your belief system is pulling that to you, whether you believe as hardship or happiness or whatever your story is. So it's really important to listen to your story. In fact, I would recommend you go grab your best friend and say, "All right, I want you to tell me your life story, and then I'll tell you mine, and let's listen to each other's stories to see where we're not supporting what we actually want to have happen." Because it's, we'll say it. You guys call me out on it all the time. It's like, "Oh, don't use that word."
It's easy. It's easier with somebody else, and usually we don't even hear ourselves saying it. When we say something that's not supportive or not whatever, what we don't want to or intend to say. So it's nice to, I call it accountability partners.
Yes. Get your accountability friend. Tell your stories to each other. What does that make you feel like? Those kind of things, you know, it's like, what does that mean to you when this is happening? And those kind of stories, because that's how you're going to find why you're attracting what you're attracting, why these scenarios are going on. I mean, we've done it, and it's like, oh, there it is.
There it is. I mean, it has to be there. It's something in you that's making that happen. But if it's something that you don't want, then figure it out. I mean, it's in you. It's all coming from within.
And that's where affirmations come in too, you guys, is like, if you do have this belief system, something that's been ingrained in you since you were itty bitty, you know, you don't even know you have that belief system. When you start using the affirmation, I think somebody did a study on that where, you know, you do this affirmation for 40 days in a row, and it starts to reprogram the way you think about the thing, and it will reprogram that belief system. So look at me, I'm sitting, I'm
Yeah,
listening
exactly.
to
Actually, I think I heard it was 28 days creates a new habit. 28 or 21.
yeah,
Anyways, create
just
a.
repeat it until you notice it's changing.
Exactly. You just keep doing something and then do it on that regular frequency and then it'll hold. But it won't do it with just once.
And yeah, there you'll just find some changes when you start dedicating yourself to making those changes, right? Like, I'm serious about this, so I'm gonna set this up and say this every day. And I used to do a little journal every day where I started off with just writing five things as if they had already happened. And I mean, it was always blowing me away when then I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, I literally had something that was, everyone said, well, that'll never happen, because I'll just say what it was. I was married at the time, and my husband wanted a promotion, but the store that he worked at, the tire store he worked at, those people were like grandfathered in like forever. And it's like, oh, you will never get to be a manager in that store. Those guys are lifers. And something shifted, and one of the guys moved, and it opened the door, and he got to go in there. I'm just like, every day I wrote it down, and it happened. And you know, I was all excited about it and said, "Oh my God, I put that in my manifesting journal." He goes, "Oh, so are you taking credit for me getting a promotion?" I'm like, "Yeah, you bet I am." But I'm just saying, like, things that seem impossible, we don't know. And there's so many different timelines. So, you know, this per other person that moved on, maybe in another timeline, didn't move on and got to be in that, you know, so.
And that's how it works. It's like, because they're all the possible timelines are out there, all the different scenarios. And so whenever you are putting out there, so what you're doing is I want this one.
You're
That's
creating
in
the
your,
timeline you want.
exactly. And so that's a timeline then now that you will shift to. See, it's really simple.
I think so.
By me too.
And we don't have to worry that we're taking anything from anyone else. You know, just focus on what your desire is and let the universe create that for you. Lovely. All right, are we ready for the next one?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, let me think now. Let's see. Oh, let's do a Pegasus, like beautiful goddess Pegasus. Maybe that's not good. I don't know. Tiffany, come on in with the next question.
It works.
To find a new moderator. That's so rude.
I'm trying to come up with some new ones.
Here you go to my mom's book. Thought you loved me more than that, Tracy.
I know. I'll keep trying.
All right, this question's from Carol. Princess Tiffany, ruler of them all. Thank you. At least somebody appreciates
I
me.
know. You guys need to write them for me. I need them. I've been doing this too long. I can't be original anymore. What was in my language just then? You guys, call me out on that. Sorry, go ahead.
What
Is
was
there
it? Still really supposed to be one giant flash of light coming as a lot of folks have been saying for a long time? And what's that all about?
I don't know anything about the Flash. Do you know anything about the Flash? Because I've never heard
Well, we
anything.
did talk about that.
But I think you got some stuff, but I've never gotten
I got a
about.
total download on the
Okay.
Flash. Some people will experience it as a flash.
Okay.
If you are a volunteer or feel that you fall under that, you're probably not going to experience a flash. And here's why. As volunteers, we are coming in to reprogram, transmit, line up, demonstrate, bring it forward, tip the scale. And then for all the ones that haven't been doing that work, the ones
It'll be
that
like a all of a
they
sudden
will feel
thing.
like it was a flash. But for us, we're the ones rewriting this program into this new earth. We're the ones co-creating that in our awakening process. As we find each other and share our awakenings and do
Right.
all of that,
So is
we
this
are
like a
set up.
rapid awakening? Is that what this like?
We're in a rapid awakening
Well,
right
I
now.
mean, like
Oh, the
if.
flash. The
Yeah.
flash will be. So your mom talked about when the scale tips, right? Do you remember that? When the scale tips, then the new earth will be ushered in. Well, who's tipping the scale? Those of us asking questions like that, will there be a flash of light? I mean, maybe we'll experience it like that as well, but we've got to get enough of us that are tipping the, we're
Well,
already living in it.
right,
So,
exactly. Well,
yeah.
why I'm asking if that was the rapid one, because I've heard of some people. I mean, like we all choose how we are going to wake
To
up,
experience
you
it,
know,
yeah.
and some are slow and easy and even, like, you know, you and I, we just did it real gradually. And then
Yeah.
some are like that. And when they showed me etherically what happened to the person, it was that it was like those Roman blinds, you know, where you pull like that and it just goes up and goes. And
Yeah.
the light is coming in really, it's just blinding because it comes in so fast. And so I'm wondering if that is like, that's a very rapid, it's like, you know, you just woke up just like that and everything's coming in. So maybe that is, otherwise,
And you guys,
I
yeah,
haven't
you
done
guys have to
anything.
remember that we're just giving you our feedback of what our experiences are, and we're all creating our own reality through our own belief systems. And so, yeah, I believe there is going to be a flash of light for a part of the collective. I personally feel like we're every day working into that and experiencing it for the most part and daily. Like we're already there.
We are. See, that's my thing is we're already there. So when you're saying, well, then it'll shift, and it's like we already shifted. I mean, so
Yeah,
that's
but
my.
for the ones that haven't shifted yet, I guess is what I'm saying is it feels like when enough of us that have shifted tip that scale, then it'll feel like a flash of like that wake up the next morning and we're in 5D or the flash or whatever, however you're experiencing it. It'll feel much faster than what we've been doing because we've been, but
Close
I like
brain.
what we're doing too. I
I do
think
too. I mean,
every
it's
way
very
you can
gradual.
experience it is beautiful. It's like you can't do it wrong because this journey's been beautiful. And I think also those that are going to just wake up and be like, whoa, I like they're going to get downloaded with the new earth and it'll be magical for them. So, yeah, I think we all get to benefit from it in whatever way we chose to experience it.
I think that's the biggest thing. Know that you chose whatever way you're doing it is what you chose. And it's
Yeah.
okay.
It's all coming. There's a lot of chatter about the, I don't like calling them ETs, so let's call them star beings or sky people, our star counterparts being more present in the physical Earth around 2027. So that means that in order for that to happen, we've tipped the scale.
Yeah,
So that
absolutely.
is one of the timelines that is potential, is 2027. So, and I, look at how much change has happened in the last year. This is crazy.
Absolutely.
Last couple months. Yeah, we're moody and stuff going through it, but It's growing pains, you know. Think about babies when they're going through their
Yeah.
growing, bones are growing. It's painful. You know, they're not comfortable.
No, no.
So sometimes we're made uncomfortable so that we'll look at things. And I'll tell you, it's really interesting working with people that when they're telling you their stories and it's like this is happening to me and that happened to me and this is happening. I said, you designed it. This is happening for you. What do you think you learned from it? And we start talking about it. And next thing you know, they're just like, oh my God, I just feel so much lighter. You guys, so really start looking at Earth and your experiences here as something you designed.
Learning,
Why?
yes. Yeah, rather than why did I do that or why is it happening? What am I learning from it? Because that's why you designed it. That's why you did it, so you can learn something. So if you'll go ahead and shift to that, you will feel lighter because now you're in like the solution phase, you know, rather
Yes.
than rolling around in the why me phase.
Yep. And I'm not judging that because I was in a why me phase for a long time. And
I was
my
too.
30s, I was in it really deep. So, yeah.
It's part of our
So
growing.
it is part of the growing. And it's really cool because, you know, if we're looking at this as our souls advancing, this is a really hard school to get through. You know, we forget all of the tools that we learn and we're trying to find them along the way as we're starting to remember and then opening up to them and letting go of judgment and fear and, you know, all the
Yeah.
things.
Yep.
So, yeah, you guys are doing great. Keep going.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Beautiful butterfly in the cotton candy sky. What kind of question do you have for us now?
That was good.
That was
I was
good.
gonna say, I was just gonna stop you because this person has you beat, but I like Cotton Candy Sky, so I'll keep it. Thank
Aw, yay.
you. Team Ginger. Oh dear Tiffany, High Priestess of Metaphysical Hour. I'll just pause a moment for that. Take
Let it
Would you review or share ways to protect our energy on a day-to-day basis for those of us that are super sensitive slash an empath?
I have a really good one that's been working for people lately.
Okay.
I had a vision of like the, this isn't just empath, this is a lot of us where we're looking for that validation, that recognition, and we're, it's kind of like octopus arms
Wait a
coming
minute.
out.
You froze on my side. I don't know if you
You
froze
froze on
overall or
my
what.
side. Okay,
Oh,
I'll
okay.
start over just in case we
Yes,
both
because yeah.
froze. So they showed me a vision of us just like grasping like octopus arms, like we have multiple arms and we're just grasping for recognition, to be seen, to be heard, to be loved, to be valued, all that kind of stuff. And we're looking for that outside of ourselves. So all of our energy is out here. And this is something that we've been shown throughout our lives. This is how it's done. You look for validation out here. And what they showed me is to have you visualize all of these arms reaching out and pull them back into yourself. And then just bring all your energy, your auric field into like 6 feet to 1 foot outside of yourself and just bring it in and just sit in that before you go anywhere, before you do anything. Just pull that energy in so that when you're out and about, you're not grabbing everybody's energy.
Grabbing it, yeah.
Because they're out there doing this
Good.
too. So then you got, you know, you're around 20 people, you got 20 different people grabbing that energy. It's a lot of energy.
Yeah.
You know, look at the
I love it.
classrooms these days where the kids are having such a hard time settling down and doing all that. And if we brought in grounding exercises and pull your energy in and
No.
but you know, we're a bunch of healers, so we want our energy out there. We want to
I have love for everyone.
pull it in, hold the love here, be the magnet, bring these beautiful souls to you, and then the ones that are ready will come. So that
Very
would be my
nice.
thing. Pull your energy
Yeah,
in.
I like that. That's simple. That's very calm. It has a very calm feeling about it. Because what I do is more of like a, you know your energy and you know what's not your energy, and so it's just
Exactly.
if you feel, I mean, something is not your energy,
As soon as, like, if I just say that's not mine, it actually leaves. It's not, it's like this me making that recognition.
Wow.
And
Yeah.
so, but I like yours because it's, I'm just here and I am, and by me being this calm and this, this is who I am, I have everything that I need. And you will then only attract what is exactly like you.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was beautiful. And and so I, of course, I was doing that. And I'm just like in that space, and I just pulled everything in. It was like, it's like somebody shut off all the background noise, and it's like all the static and TV distractions, voices, whatever, just gets quiet. You're not worrying about what everybody else is doing, thinking, saying, just be in your energy. It's a beautiful place to be. And it's
Love it.
also a great way to start falling in love with yourself and your life. And you know what? You're a great person. And start recognizing that for yourself. You don't need that validation outside of you. And sometimes the more I think about, because I think that's a big part of where we're at right now. In fact, I feel like, oh, you froze up again. Did I freeze up?
Oh, it's her.
Tiffany, who do...
It's her. She's frozen.
Oh, okay. I'm going to lose track of what I was going to say, but well, hopefully she'll come back here pretty soon. But as we start focusing on our own energy and bringing in that self-love, that peace, then we become that magnet for the world to reflect that to us. So we'll go there. Oh, look, it's just me. Oh, there she is up above now.
It's the
She is coming back.
So, were we all frozen, or was it just me? Or because you were frozen to me, Tracy, and then I was starting to write in chat and say, "Hey,
You dropped off and then moved up to a little screen up above. So it was on your end, is what
okay,
Jay's saying. Okay.
that's not okay because I just got a new system today." Supposed to be really super duper. So
It's going to be super duper. It is.
it is,
It's
yes.
just
Okay.
playing with you a little bit, getting the new system going.
Right.
So, yeah. Anyways, I was just talking about bringing in that self-love and being the magnet for that universe to show it back to you. So, cool. I think we're ready for another question.
Absolutely.
I already used cotton candy, so maybe I could use Rainbow of
Well, it
Skittles.
was coming to me earlier, the Twinkle Twinkle Little Star song.
She is a little star. She's our little
Yeah.
star.
Way to
And
go.
I and
Do
you
twinkle.
twinkle.
Team Ginger did say that I just wanted to read this because they said they have a metaphysical car wash at the front door. And I thought that was super cute to try to clear that. And I was like, that's very
Yeah.
interesting. Yeah.
I've heard of that too, to
Oh, we lost
I've heard
her.
it called the etherical wash or whatever, and you just put this white light at the door or whatever, and when people go through it, they are cleared. You're back.
I don't know what's okay. I was about to change to the old system. Just so we get done.
We're
Anyway, okay.
almost there. We're almost there. Hang in.
Almost there. Okay, so what did Team Ginger say? I missed that.
The etherical shower at the door, putting
Well,
the
they called it a metaphysical car wash, and I thought that was fun. Oh, I like
That's a
it. Yeah.
great way to put
Just
it.
go through it. Yep. Love it.
This question's from Donna. Crowned in starlight. So you must have been picking up on this. Princess Tiffany, whisperer of ancient magic. Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah, you didn't know. Feeling so much energy, but mostly in my feet. Grounding barefooted, but it's still there. Why do I feel it most in my feet?
I have theories, but that's
Go
it.
for it. Go for it.
First off, whatever you think it is, that's it. Okay. We're going to throw some ideas out there just to see if it validates you a little bit. And that's what I notice keeps happening is I'll share and it'll validate what you've been getting. The earth is going through major changes. When it goes through the major changes, it's been getting codes, just like the crop circles and all the things that have been happening. Well, the earth is getting major codes coming in. And so when you're standing there on the earth as it's vibrating through its shift, you're probably feeling that. And then you're a conduit to bring it into the human atmosphere. That's my theory. What's yours?
Well, when she said I'm grounding all the time, that triggered something. It was like there's something in that grounding that usually, yeah, we're putting the energy in. So that kind of goes along with there. It's like you're actually pulling. It's not taking it away. It's that conduit. That makes sense, conduit. But it was like something exchanging of some kind, with I'm
Yeah.
seeing it now. It's like an exchange of energy. And that is how you, oh, they're saying that's how you talk to the earth.
I like that. Yeah. That makes sense. I mean, they've been working, all of us collectively, energetically, the grids and everything have been off. And so there's been a lot of understanding through QHHT sessions and stuff that people have been working on these grids and that they've been helping in their sleep states and in their energy bodies and as conduits to allow other energies to come through them to work on the grids. So now the grids are lighting up and I think you're feeling it. And yeah, it makes sense that that's a communication
I
because,
mean, the feet have major chakras in them. And we think,
yeah.
oh, these are the chakras, but actually, the hands and the feet are probably even more powerful. And
Yeah.
since than these others that we all know about.
Well, and people, we think about like telepathy as being my thought, you're reading my thought and whatever. Telepathy is I feel what you're feeling. The same thoughts are popping in my head. It's not like you're necessarily having a communication like we do with our voices and our words. It's like it's a whole different language. You're picking up on thoughts and feelings and truths, and when you go up to somebody and say, "Are you okay?" because they're not, and they say, "Yeah," you're like, "But I know you're not." Telepathically, you're picking up that they're feeling sad or upset or something, and that's just going to keep getting stronger. So here you are doing that with the earth. You're picking up these vibrations and frequencies, and yeah, just sit with that and what do you want me to know? And the earth's got stories, man.
I mean, gosh, she's been here forever.
Forever. Yeah, seen it all so far. So that would be a really cool energy to have a conversation with. So yeah, very cool. I like that. And I'm trying to think if there's anything else on that subject because I know that we've had a lot of like the light workers have been working their little bunions off, getting out there and working with ley lines, working with the meridian lines, working with the water lines. How many of you guys feel connected to the water? Because the water's been changing. When we were in Iceland and Greenland, part of the information was that, these were pure waters still and that they're still healing waters there. And it was kind of fun to get the little Icelandic water. It's like, ooh, this is probably the good stuff. It's still charged. And then getting to see the icebergs and stuff too is like, this is some old water. This has been around a while. There's a lot of things going on. What are you resonating with? There's a lot of our beautiful counterparts from the stars coming in stronger now. Again, if we're on track to actually physically be in contact with them in less than 2 years' time, that's good. That's good trajectory for us. Keep doing what you're doing and holding gratitude, such a powerful energy to hold gratitude.
You make a good point there as far as like how that's part of that shifting process. One of the things mom got whenever she was talking to the ETs and like it's in the custodians, but it's like they're like, well, why don't you just come down here and just show yourselves and stuff, and they're like, it's too violent here. It's too much fear. There's so much fear and so much of all this negativity. We can't come. That's what makes it so dense. One of the things that makes it so dense. And it's like they cannot We cannot be part of the Galactic Federation, and they cannot come down here until we eliminate the fear, and the judgment, all those things, but really, really fear. That's
If you
huge.
think about it, when people are tapping into denser energies, or like ooh, there's a ghost in the house or something like that, you're afraid to go in there. You don't want to be in that energy. Why would they want to be in our energy? It's the same thing. It's like you're sensing and feeling, and they're sensing and feeling
I was going to
even.
say, you look at how sensitive you're becoming. Okay, these are a higher frequency being.
Yeah,
So,
amplify.
they're at least that as sensitive as we are and becoming, or more so. So, and they, and yeah, you're probably, they do all communication is telepathic. It's all sensory. They know you by your frequency. So you think maybe they can read things differently than what we, oh, I'm fine. I'm not afraid of you. I know exactly what. No, they know exactly your intention. They know everything that you, without you saying anything.
Like going out to find Bigfoot and you got your camera and you're hiding it, like they can't figure out you're gonna sneak a picture. They know you got that camera.
They do.
So very powerful things going on, you guys. Stay hydrated, that's one of the things too. Stay hydrated, move your body. That's been a big message
You
for
know,
a lot
just
of
can't
people.
sleep. If you're failing
Sleep.
to sleep, that's how the body heals. That's how it moves through shifts and transitions. So if you feel tired, go ahead and sleep.
All right,
Or at least rest.
I'm out.
Yes. I give you a
I
I'm
give you out.
approved. Take a nap.
My gosh.
Heard it here.
That's right. And you guys, you're amazing. You're doing a great job. Keep holding each other up. Be the person that's holding up the people around you and encouraging them to do great and powerful things too, because that's what we're all here for. So
Absolutely.
it's not a race and it's not a competition.
No,
So let's all just
we're all
love on each
getting
other.
there. Just don't worry about it. If you're faster, yeah, it's not a competition. We're all gonna get there. At our own pace, our own time, imperfect time.
Absolutely. All right. We are getting our warning that we're going to get axed.
So how can people find you, Tracy?
QHHTofficial.com under practitioner, find a practitioner. I'm a level 3 in the Portland, Oregon area, and also TracyMahan.com. How do they find all things QHHT?
All things QHHT. Go to QHHTofficial.com. You'll find out about our courses. If this is something that resonates with you, is to become a practitioner and help others to get their answers to their questions, because answers bring healing. And it's a beautiful way for people to understand who they are, why they're here, all these things that we talk about. That's how we notice through QHHT sessions. So anyway, you can find out about the courses, and Tracy has a coupon code for you if you'd like to take the level one course.
I would love for you to plug in the magic is real as one word. The magic is real. And that will get you 10% off.
Yeah. And you can take this as far as you like. If you want to make a career out of it, we have that path for you. We have other courses that help hone your skills as you're practicing, and that's where the level three comes in. That's your pinnacle.
There's the companion classes out there right now too. A few of those I know are going on, so check that
All
out
over
if
the
you.
world. We should be pop. We just finished with several in the United States. So just hang in there. If you're here, they'll pop back up again. Right now, they're kind of other places around the world. So,
All
yeah,
right,
there
you
you
guys. Any
go.
parting words, Tiffany?
Oh, thank you. Yes, I want to leave everybody with a project. I saw somebody post this today and I thought it was super sweet. I'll say, till we see you again next week, try to tell yourself something nice every day.
Oh,
Yourself.
I love it. Very nice.
I have the best voice in the clouds anyone could ask for. That's my nice thing today.
And I have the best daughter anybody could ask for.
Oh my goodness. All right, you guys, love you all so much. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Love you.